We'll call the Hamburg City Council, the special meeting to order, dealing with our interviews tonight for the position of our maintenance worker. Basically, we'll kind of get things rolling here. We got Mr. Schultz here as the first candidate. Want to have the chair here? Greg. You have a good day? That's good.
Well, Greg, on behalf of myself and City Council, thank you for coming today. If you're ready, I guess we can just start doing the interview for final questions for Public Works Maintenance Director. Basically, met with the committee. Just also to make you aware, this is an open meeting, so anybody could come in and listen. But basically, we've met with four candidates, and we've narrowed it down to two candidates and Mr. Schultz, who is one of the finalists. So if council's ready, we can begin the interview. Okay. First question we got for you. City Council would like to get to know you better. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Old. I've lived in Hamburg here for approximately 22 years. I'm married. I've been in the public sector pretty much my whole life. I have two daughters. Jessica is 26. She'll be getting married here in the spring. And Peyton, who is 19, she's a sophomore down at Luther College down in Iowa. My hobbies are I like to hunt and I like to fish. I like to work with dogs. Got a motorcycle. I know we've got a lot of miles out this year, but it's quite a thing.
Okay. What can you tell us about the city of Hamburg?
it's a nice small town. It's a sleeper town. It's, you know, we don't have a lot of businesses and stuff, but I believe that people care about their town that live here. I mean, there's a lot of, when there's stuff that needs to be done now, it seems to be a good turnout for people pitching in to help them and stuff. We got very nice parks and stuff here. One of the best baseball fields I feel that I've probably ever played on as a amateur baseball player. Like I said, it's just, it's a nice small town, so it's a good kind of community of people, so.
Okay. Please describe any type of equipment you have experience with.
Experience in
use, basically.
Use. I run anything from a backhoe to a front end loader, to a bobcat, to a plow, Kirk Arbor County for years with tandem dump trucks, lawnmowers of all different shapes and sizes, whether it be a push mower to a 11 footer, X marks, just about anything like that. When I work for the park system, we also have trail grooming out there, so we have cross-country skiing, so I ran what they call a big skid dozer, which was a bombardier trail groomer, and then also later on we got some snowmobiles with some smaller track setters. I run them. That's probably about it.
Okay.
Probably set of boot lips and stuff like that too, but that's also chainsaws.
Okay. What steps need to be taken in order to obtain the proper licenses for water and wastewater, and how will you obtain these licenses?
My understanding is that I would have to work under somebody for a year for both probably curtail whoever's doing it for the city right now and try and learn from that and then take classes to gain other information and knowledge that we need to take the testing. So.
Jeremy, is there a time limit as to when it's going to be what? First year?
Basically, for D, it's 1 year to get any D license. So you have to work basically in that field for 1 year in order to be able to take the test.
Okay.
And then that's just for your D license. Now, for to get up to a C license, which is our water treatment plant, that's another 2 years on top of that 1 year. So you'd have to work a year, get your D license, work another 2 years after your D license.
So it's three total.
Yeah. So it could take three, it could take four or five, depending if you don't, you know, pass right away. But typically 1 year for water, or sewer, 3 years for water. Based on the essential functions of the job, as described in the job description, what do you feel are your strong points, and what do you feel you need to work on?
I'm very particular about the work I do. I'm either doing it once and doing it right, not doing it over. I have had a lifetime of experience in maintenance, whether it be mechanical, to cleaning, to pre-cutting, to just learning, and that has to do with maintenance, like I said, I've done for other entities along the way. I believe that I am a very good mechanically. I know that I could save the city a bunch of money in that area for sure. One thing that I would probably need to work on is the sewer and water license and stuff. Never dealt with that. But like I said, that's something to learn. That would be an issue. That would be probably my weak point because I don't have any experience with that. So.
Okay. Before we go into, we just have a short, quick work activity just to see how it worked with Excel, but before we jump into that, does council have any questions or concern for Mr. Schultz?
Well, I guess my only question is, Schultz, is why do you want to give up a cushy job like working for the county to come work here?
Well, number one, it's not a cushy job. We got five mechanics that maintain 300 vehicles, and it's a lot of stress because a lot of it is I work in the sheriff's department and there's a lot of pressure to keep everything up to snuff, and there's also time limits. You know, these guys don't want downtime on the cars and stuff, and I also in years past I worked for like the park system and stuff, and I enjoy doing a lot of different things every day. I enjoy working outside. I like doing, you know, a lot of different things. So that's why I'm leaning towards.
Greg, are you a supervisor there, or are you like a regular mechanic?
No, I'm a mechanic. We have five mechanics right now, and then we have a supervisor there. So.
Okay. I can imagine what it's like with, you know, all the vehicles that you have to maintain there. And I'm sure that the sheriff's cars are on the road and that the snowplows are ready to go and stuff like that. So I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of stress in that job.
Yeah, there is. And then, like I said, now they want to. I used to plow for the county, and then when I got hired back as a mechanic, I wasn't plowing, and then now they want to get me back in a big plow truck and stuff all the time too, and that I don't know if anybody's ever done it, but that's probably the most stressful job that anybody could have. I mean, you're creating your own whiteout, you can't see the road, you know you're in blizzard conditions, long hours, icy roads, that's a tough job. I mean, it's a tough job. And
stupid drivers.
Yeah, stupid drivers that follow right behind you, you can't see them, you know, you're trying to back up, and all of a sudden, boom, ooh, there's something back there, you know. I mean, you got to be looking in your mirror, you know, a long ways before you even come up to an intersection, and, you know, people just don't give, they don't give the room, and like I said, it makes it tough. It's, it makes a tough job a lot harder, so. Mm-hmm.
When you worked for the city of Waconia, you like that. You pretty much the same stuff you do around here, right? Did you? I like maintenance over there.
I really like the city of Waconia. The problem I had with that job there, they had a lot of personnel issues at the time that I worked there. I don't know if you're aware of what all went on over there. And I work in the park system there. We had sewer and water. We had streets. And then we had parks. We had two guys in the parks. Well, streets hated sewer and water and vice versa. And it just depended on who we talked to first that day or whatever as to how me and Al got treated by, you know, during the rest of the work day and snubbed either way. And it was just, you know, there was a battle for power between the leaders of the two divisions. And, you know, they were fighting to get us away from the parks director. And it was just, it was a bad situation there. I mean, it was just, it wasn't a good workplace. I keep in touch with the guys that work there. You know, a couple of them, actually several of them people are not working there anymore, and it has improved quite a bit. And but it just made for a very bad work environment. That was the reason I left Waconia. That was a very good job, but like I said, it was a bad work environment with the people that were there. So, but.
I know. I heard a lot about that from Moldy when we were up there, when I was up there at Cargo.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was a tough deal for a lot of people. And like I said, they kind of got it worked out, and several of the people there are no longer there anymore, and there's some new management in there. I guess it's gotten a lot better. So, but, yeah, that was a tough deal for me. I can get along with just about anybody, and I don't like people talking behind my back, and that's kind of, you knew what was going on, and I didn't care for that. That was why I left Waconia that time. So,
where did you get your talent to such nice landscaping and keeping your yard looking so nice?
Well, that's probably part of since I was a little kid, I was always follow my dad on the lawnmower or on there as soon as I could. Like I said, I worked for Carver County Parks, had, you know, several classes in lawn maintenance and fertilizer and spraying and you know, like I said, it's kind of my nature. I care about what my stuff looks like and stuff, so it's...
It shows.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, in some previous years, Greg is the one who sprayed down at the park.
Really? I guess I've seen you going down the street with your little sprayer on the back of your lawnmower.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I'm good.
Just basically, we want to do a quick, easy, simple work activity using Excel. So basically, just a quick activity. These would be the daily readings for the first 6-7 days of the week. Basically, we just want to see taking these readings, precipitation and the pump readings, and implementing them into the Excel worksheet. So basically, an example would be October 1st, today, which is Tuesday, say we have 0.1 inches of rain, record that, and then the reading for pump 1 and 2. Pump 1 was 100, pump 2 was 1,000, and then record that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, and then just do finish it in, filling it in by 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of October, those readings.
So this is something that has to be done every day?
Yeah. Do the daily readings that we do for...
Where's the rain gauge?
Huh?
Where's the rain gauge?
Quite a lot of treatment for it.
What if somebody pours some water in the bathroom one day?
Usually, people that come in, they'll comment on how much rain they got on theirs too. And Mr. Odin's keeps track of it on his website too. So,
so there are further north.
There are backup plans.
Yeah.
He's an official person too.
Yeah.
Does it for the National Weather Service? I suppose if you walked up to it and said 5 inches, you know, different last time, you'd be all someone's 20.
Oh, there's a lot of dust in the sky.
it. All right. Super.
Great. If you just want to stay here, basically, Cindy would like you to write just a short sentence or statement explaining why the city of Hamburg should hire you. Just making a statement, right?
Yeah.
Just making a statement, right?
Are not my specialty.
I can manage.
I can walk through them, but I have a lot easier time when I got a mouse too. Something.
Yeah. Maybe I should add a mouse for it.
I just
I got some simple questions. OK. kind of off the wall a little bit, but first question I got is, what color was George Washington's white horse?
White.
Why are manhole covers round?
Why are manhole covers round? I suppose because their bodies are round for getting down in them.
Okay.
Pipes are round.
They'll never fall in.
What's that?
The lid will never fall in.
That's correct. That's why they made them round. So they wouldn't fall in whole.
See, if you had a rectangle, it could shift, go down.
Greg, I didn't know that. They told me that. What? That can't be, but it is.
You know what? They learn something every day.
Yeah, I
try to think about it. You're 100% correct. They never could.
So I guess, counsel, any other further questions for Mr. Schultz?
I appreciate you.
Mr. Schultz, do you have any questions for the city council?
No, I would just like to say, like I said, I think I would be a real good guy for the job. I got a lot of experience. I'm very self-motivated. I have worked a lot of my career without immediate supervision. I can look and see what needs to be done. I don't need to be told. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity for this, and hopefully you consider me so. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Well,
you're open
there. Yeah. Well, we have.
I guess I got questions as far, but if I would be made an offer, that's probably where I would ask questions. Like as far as, you know, if there's, like, does the city have PTO or anything like that, or is it sick leave and it's vacation or PTO? Like,
yep.
I guess that's something I would see where, if I was considered, I would have the questions on. So.
Okay. And we can definitely address that.
That's valid. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Is
Shelton
supposed to move around?
Okay, we can.
Does he know that?
Do you want to? We'll do it. Okay. I guess I have a motion to recess the meeting.
I move to recess.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You ready?
Yep.
We'll look the motion to reconvene the
special
meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good evening. Unless you made it, we're going to, I guess we've got one more round of interviewing here. Jeremy's got some questions. And a little bit of, what would you say?
Exercises.
Activities.
This is Mr. Peters, Taylor Peters. He's one of the two finalists for the Public Works Maintenance Worker. And basically, we'll start out with a few questions. And basically, the first question I got, Mr. Peters, is City Council would like to get to know you better. So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Grew up in Hamburg. 24 years old. My mom and dad are Sean and Heidi Peters. They live in Hamburg. Right now I work for the City of Eden Prairie Utilities Department. In my spare time I like to hunt and fish. Play baseball for Hamburg also. That's about it.
What do you know about the City of Hamburg?
Not a whole lot. Small town. Everybody knows everybody pretty much. Guess I really can't tell you much else about Hamburg.
Okay. Please describe any type of equipment you have experience with.
Type of equipment I have experience with is I have experience with Bobcat, backhoe, pickup truck with a snowplow I've operated, operated a jetter with the city of Eden Prairie. And that's about it for equipment.
So you're basically just in utilities?
Yep.
Which is a wide variety.
What steps need to be taken in order to obtain the proper licenses for water and wastewater, and how do you plan to obtain these licenses?
Proper steps would be I'd have to go to school for them, take classes. I'm not sure how many classes or hours are needed, but I know you need experience working in the field and with the water treatment plant before you can go test. And I would go about getting them by working here with you guys and getting my experience that way.
Based on the essential functions of the job, as described in the job description, what do you feel are your strong points, and what do you feel you would need to work on?
My strong points would be anything sewer related, with manholes, catch basins, lift stations, hydrant work, and my weak points or places I'd need to work on would be things related to the water plant specifically.
Okay. Before we go into the activities, any questions that the City Council has for Mr. Peters?
Can you work on... I'm sure Bob put it.
I was just going to say, in addition to playing baseball, do you do anything else around the city, like anything like that? I mean, I don't know that. Do you hang out at the Zummerfest and things like that? Do you participate in any of the city stuff that goes on? Or
yeah, I go to Zummerfest. I think I've been to Zummerfest almost every year I've lived here. But yeah, that in baseball.
Go ahead, Mr. Holmes. Do you put your own brakes in your own car and do all your mechanical repairs? What are you mechanically inclined so that you can, you know, put a set of brakes in the city truck if that happens to be necessary?
I don't know about brakes. I've never done that before, but other stuff like change the oil. And I've never done brakes before though.
Okay.
Any other questions from council?
No, I'm listening.
All right, I just want to swing over here. And just want to hand you a quick activity. And basically what we have here, say these are your daily readings for October. You can swing the chair over. So basically what we're looking for is here's your daily readings for October 1st through the 7th for precipitation, pump number 1 reading, and pump number 2 readings. So basically what we want you to do is take these readings and implement them into the worksheet. Thank you. Yep. Short sentence as to why the city of Hamburg should hire you.
Anything else, or you got your statement there?
That's my statement.
Okay. We just have a couple of just simple questions. What color was George Washington's white horse?
White.
And why are manhole covers round?
So they don't fall through.
Okay. Basically, counsel, any other questions for Mr. Peters?
Basically, the city of Hamburg, there's a lot of things involved. I mean, water and sewer is a important part. I mean, we got lawn cutting, we got meters, water meters that have to be changed. Just a lot of general upkeep of the town, you know. As you see, say there's plastic bottles or whatever in the curb, you know, or if there's cups from after a wedding up at the round by the hall. Those are things that I'd like to see that, what should I say, somebody would not just drive by, you know. If you're part of the city, that you take the initiative to make up that it looks good and it stays looking good. You know, so there's a lot of things going on that in the town that you don't know until it pops up. You know, I mean, is there anything you have questions yet that, you know, that could relate to anything, or, you know, just how comfortable you are with everything?
Basically, my biggest concern would be with the water plant. Not too familiar with that at all, really. Most of my work with the city and Prairie has been in the field with sewer and water leaks. Not
kind of the hands-on stuff?
Yep.
Expanding on Mayor Malz's question, are you okay with doing routine maintenance on, say, like cleaning the toilets in here or in the big hall, just, you know, stuff that's actually, I guess, more menial, or if there is a problem with a plumbing problem or something backs up, you would have to clean it up, anything like that. Do you have a problem with that stuff, or are you okay with doing it?
Yeah, I'm okay with doing that.
There's snow removal around the buildings, and you know, it's just, yeah, it's a variety of stuff. It's not the same stuff every day, you know. So I guess you're used to working outside if you're into utilities, you know. Winters get a little cold up here yet, you know. And water main can break. I mean, it's not that we, per se, fix them ourselves. We've got Henning that comes in, but, you know, we have to be around to be there, you know, so. And weather, you know, there's, well, you know, too, streets can flood here in town at times. And so one could get called out whenever. Council, you got any questions yet, or?
I don't think anything. I don't even refer to myself, no.
Taylor, where did you say you would see yourself in about 5 years?
Hopefully working somewhere in this line of work, but full-time.
Anything else?
No. Taylor, do you have any questions for City Council or concerns?
No.
All right. Well, thank you, I guess, at this point. And we'll go from there and see what develops here. We'll kind of review everything.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
I guess from here then, we've conducted the two interviews. I guess now we'll just kind of open up to a little round table discussion as to the two candidates and which candidate the council would like to go with, and maybe look at possibly starting, you know, negotiation for hiring.
My vote is for Mr. Schultz. I mean, this guy, this Tip Peters, sounds, he seems like a nice kid. And I think he might do a good job, but the fact that, as Mr. Owens brought up, he's not real comfortable with maintaining things like that, such as the fire truck or the even just putting brakes in the city truck. I mean, if he doesn't do it right, he could kill himself, basically. So
I guess I like Mr. Lund's question about 5 years.
I caught up on that.
I didn't get the answer I wanted.
I was kind of, yeah, he didn't say he wanted to be here doing the job. He said he wanted to be in that line of work,
senior area.
Yeah.
Kind of, there is a stepping stone.
But again, Mr. Schultz has gabs of experience doing just what we want him to, except for the sewer and water. And I have a feeling that he can probably pick that up fast enough that it shouldn't be a problem. So as far as I'm concerned, he's my choice.
I mean, you look here, you got, like you say, Greg has got a wide variety, but little here for water and sewer. Here you got water and sewer,
but he doesn't have
no
else.
Variety. What is there the most of to do around here? It isn't all water and sewer.
Exactly.
A little bit of area. You know, if I may, on behalf of, you know, as the committee met, just so council just kind of has an idea of what we were dealing with kind of the four finalists that we narrowed it down to based on the, you know, veterans' preference, based on, you know, the points that were awarded. You know, basically we had somebody that specialized in streets. Well, you really don't do no street maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was kind of like, okay, you're good at street work. Now, we've never really had any of the employees do street work. I mean, yeah, that'd be a plus, but they all kind of seemed to specialize in one thing. There was another candidate that kind of was a little more well-rounded, but didn't have the experience. He, you know, 1 year here, 1 year there, 2 years here, you know, kind of all over the place. And then I don't think he particularly interviewed that well. I mean, he just did not interview well.
Well, I don't think either of these two actually interviewed real well. They're not. Neither of them were comfortable being interviewed, but that doesn't really change the fact that Greg Schultz has experience where we want him to have experience. Of the two candidates, like I said, I feel he's the better one.
Well, yeah, and this Taylor here, you know, he's lived in Hamburg all his life, it sounds like, but he doesn't know anything about the town.
Yeah.
And that struck me as being kind of strange. I mean, I've lived here for 6.5 years, and I think I probably know a fairly good amount about this town because I'm interested. So I agree with Councilmember Gergonis that Greg would get my vote.
Eddie?
Well, like Jeremy said, we interviewed him, and we probably got the best maintenance guy. Greg is good at everything, but he's not going to be working on a fire truck. He's not going to be putting brakes in the truck down. If the truck needs brakes, we're going to take it to the Ford dealer or whatever.
No, he'll do it.
I don't know about that, but...
He'll do it.
And he,
you bet. Why wouldn't he?
I mean, on any maintenance, that ain't what we asked for.
No, but that's going to be one of the benefits to the city.
Okay.
What we didn't advertise for.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
The benefit, the reason Taylor is here is because he has got water and sewer jetting and sewer stuff. He worked within the sewer and stuff, where none of the other guys have had that.
But he does got nothing else to go.
I mean, the only candidate, at least I feel, sitting in on the committee, you know, and if I may say, you know, Greg had the best experience. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at it on paper or talk to him or went through a couple of the interviews, you know, Greg's got the all-around and more so the variety and has kind of basically said that's what he's looking for.
And I don't think either one of them, you know, set the world on fire as far as their interview process or their interviews. But you know, I think, of course, absolutely. That's right. So I think you have to give them a pass on that.
Some people interview well, and then you get them in the job.
Yeah, exactly. They're not worth it.
You know, anybody can say I can rewire, but can you actually? Anybody can say it, but can they actually do it? You know, and the other thing, like I said, we didn't get that dream candidate that we wanted. We weren't even close, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Like I said, we had certain people that, you know, either did groundskeeping. Well, that's great, but like we've said, the problem with this job is you don't know when you come to work what hats you're wearing. Mm-hmm. And you're not just wearing one hat.
Exactly.
You're not coming to work going, I'm mowing today.
Exact point, exactly.
You better have five more on your back
for
when things come up. It's a very diverse job. And so we didn't get that candidate that filled all the aspects of the job. I mean, the reason why we went with Greg is because obviously out of all the candidates, he is most qualified. Lee, the other three we interviewed, we were pretty kind of even on, so we just narrowed it down based on the interview and their experience. Like I said, we had one in the streets, one kind of didn't really interview well. Taylor had the water and sewer, which I think is a big plus. Because the benefit of this, or the thing of this job is, in order to justify it as a full-time position, you have to be willing and you have to have your water and sewer licenses. Because if they don't have that or don't work towards those things, I see this as a part-time job.
The other thing,
I don't know if the city could afford to pay a full-time employee, you know,
for cutting grass,
$20 an hour, and then paying another $1,500 to have the water and sewer done a month.
I agree with that.
The reason I started out,
you
like
need to
this
be jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I come around the way I did was I didn't want you to think that the committee was picked the best and picked the worst, and then it was so easy to. And that I think we got the two best candidates for what we had.
And you know, I would agree with that because that's what your job was, is to pick out the best candidates. And so I don't think anybody here is second guessing that.
Yeah.
And the second part of this question was, or my answer is, where do you put a limit, and what if Greg says no? say you want to pick Greg, and you go come to Greg and you say, oh, we're going to start you at $20 an hour, and Greg is going to say, well, the $20 an hour don't mean so much. It's what kind of benefits, what kind of insurance do I have, and so forth. And then we say, well, okay, blah, 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 whatever. And what if Greg comes back and says no?
And I think the first thing is you have to make a decision on who you want to negotiate with, and then two.
Right.
Well, I guess that would have to be something we would have to deal with as an eventuality. I would, assuming that he would say yes and submit to a drug and alcohol test or whatever, it's got a criminal background check and everything. I think that my guess, as long as we don't try to lowball him with $15 an hour or something, I think he would probably accept the job.
We've set a, before we even started this, we've set a wage from, I think it was 16 to 20. And, okay, what if, no, that's what we set it at. So, we're going to offer Greg, say, top right away, 20, and then.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily offer him the top right away. I would ask him what he's looking to get out of it. He may go with something like 18, or he may, I mean, if he starts way high and he wants what he's making at the county, 22 or 23 he's making with the county, well then, you know, that's another story. Right. We might have to talk him down, but he may say, well, you know, I'll do it for 18 or, you know, or 19. You know, I guess see what he wants to go with first before we start actually throwing any kind of dollar amount.
Right. I should say, my biggest question was, can we afford him? And granted, he's probably the best candidate, but can we afford him? You know, this year we say we give him that, but he's going to want raises after that because he's worked for higher places than this already.
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily know about that, Steve, because basically there's, especially at the county and the city of Waconia, the city of Waconia is not union. But I do believe that the county employees are, and there's a ceiling. I mean, they get to the top, and that's where they're at, and they know it. So if Dennis was making how much, the 20 and a half an hour that he was making, and that's the ceiling the city pays, then Greg has to know that, or he should know that.
Right.
And he knows, I mean, maybe he can get, we give him an extra, some more money once he actually gets his sewer and water licenses, but that's another story for the future as well. That's an eventuality.
Well, and that's true, but I think, like I said, that Dennis was getting $20.50, but you know what we were getting out of Dennis after Jeremy and I have had some discussions, and apparently the city was getting a lot less than we maybe thought we were getting, because Dennis had a lot of deficiencies that are now starting to show up.
And they're surfacing.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other thing is, I'm not sure it's prudent for us to go to Greg and say, well, how much do you want to go to work for us?
We shouldn't do that.
I think we should.
That's a very common question in interviews, Dick.
But I think we should.
They say, what are you looking to actually get?
In the first round, we did ask.
Exactly.
That
that's.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. What was his response to?
Can't similar to what he's making now.
Yeah.
Well, see, this Tyler, he comes here. You know, he's got this water and sewer thing. That's this, but he doesn't have much over here. Greg doesn't have this here water and sewer thing, but Greg's got a whole lot more. He can cut grass, he can change the water meters, he can clean the toilets, he can, do all that. He can probably replace it all if he has to.
Yeah, he's had all that experience out at the parks.
And the thing is, I know that, not that Brad influences my thinking, but Brad says he could do a lot for the fire department. And the fire department, that's a guy to have. And, if he was doing it as a volunteer when he was on the fire department, that's one thing. But, now he's a city employee and he can do that and save the city some money from going to Waconia Ford or whatever.
Wherever.
Or wherever they're going. Yeah.
I mean, he puts in the radios, the warning
lights. Right, yep.
I mean, so if there's any kind of a problem, he's probably got a good way to diagnose it.
He's also very active in the community because of being the fire department and because of his daughters and because of his ties to this town. To be honest, to be perfectly honest with you, that's the first time I've ever laid eyes on Taylor Peters. And being the Lions, because we're all around town doing all these activities and whatever, I don't believe I've ever seen him ever before at anything else that goes on around here. But Greg Schultz, he supports the community as well, which I think is another big point in his favor. He cares about the town, so I think he'll care about the job as well.
Well, he's meticulous, like you said. Do it right the first time, Yeah. You know, then you move on. You got other things to do.
And, you know, he was a little sluggish on this computer, but I had no idea. He knew more about what he was doing than I did, and I've never, you know, I've never worked with that. And Jeremy did a good job setting up a very basic example, and I think they both came out okay.
I think a while about that.
Well, I think yeah. He has basic computer skills because he would have to use that at the county because everything with the state and the county is all computerized stuff, especially parts inventories and stuff, but that's what he was actually doing. And the city of Waconia as well. I mean, he may not be really proficient with computers, but I think he has basic enough skills.
He can navigate too.
Right.
Step ahead already of where we were.
A couple of steps. Well, and I think, you know, I liked his comment too about that. You know, he went to work at Waconia, wherever it was, and there's all these factions and infighting, and everybody stabbing everybody else in the back. Well, obviously, when you're the only employee, that's not going to happen because you don't have five co-workers. And so, but I like his basic
attitude. You have seven
chiefs,
though.
Yeah. What's that?
You have seven chiefs, though.
Yeah.
Where?
Here. Potentially.
Are you going to tell him what to do?
No. That's the reason I asked when Dennis was in the position to ask for the worksheet to be filled out and adhered to. So we wouldn't have seven chiefs telling Dennis what to do, and he would know what he needed to do was on the worksheet.
I think Greg is a little more proactive.
Well, one of the things Greg says, I don't need to be told what to do.
I think that's very true.
I know what I'll do it and get it done. Where with a former employee, we didn't have that.
If the weeds need sprayed, he'll do it.
And not only that, if he is told that there's something to do, if we find something, like you said, he comes in, he will put on that hat, as it were, and get the job done.
Well, didn't Dennis kind of have the attitude, you tell me what to do, if I feel like doing it, I'll do it, but if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not going to do it?
Well, there were comments that he didn't need to do worksheets because he's been here long enough, he knows what to do.
How do you deal with that mentality?
Well, I mean, it sounds like we're all pretty much on board with one particular. We're just struggling with the fact of whether or not that person's going to take the position. But in order to find out, we have to move forward. So I'll make a motion to offer the Hamburg maintenance worker position to Greg Schultz on the contingency of passing a background check and his alcohol and drug tests with a starting wage of $18 an hour with benefits laid out by the employee handbook with the potential of increases on the completion of his Class D and Class C licenses for sewer and water maintenance.
I second that motion. I guess I would like to maybe see something in there, Chris, about that in 6 months he gets some type of a incentive raise. Because as I understood your motion, it's basically where we're going to hire him for $18 an hour, and then once he gets that licensing, then he gets more. But was there anything there about like 6 months?
After probationary period?
Yeah, I can amend that to
probationary period. Is it 6 months?
Well,
yeah, it's 6 months. Well, I'll amend the motion to add at the end, after license in sewer and water, in addition to completing his 6 month probation.
I'll second the motion then.
Motion and seconded to offer Greg Schultz the position. With the stipulations as stated, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, I got a question. With that motion of 18, when it gets to negotiations, that can change. Am I correct?
Well, we can always come back and counter.
Right.
And then we can go from there.
We have to either accept or meet the middle or...
Because, quite honestly, I would not take a $5 an hour again.
Well, honestly, I think if he wants to negotiate up to 20, you know, or just shy of 20, maybe 19.5 or 19.75, I think we can go that high negotiating with him because I believe he would be worth it. But that's just my opinion.
Jeremy, want to give him a call to get this over with?
And here's the thing, too, to think about, too, guys, is, you know, Dennis was at 2048. Greg doesn't have his licenses. Well, neither Canada has their licenses. It's going to cost us $54,000 over the next 3 years, roughly, unless we can get a better deal through PeopleServe. But based on current rates, that's about what it would be.
So not only were you looking to pay potentially already up to what Dennis was already making without the licenses, but we're also going to add $54,000 to costs over the next 3 years to the city.
We'd still have some of that regardless of whoever we got.
Right.
Plus, at the end of the year, we've got the option to see what People Service comes with a contract or with
Reitz.
Mr. Reitz.
And an option to look at is you can have Greg or Taylor, whoever you would hire, do the field work, which in turn reducing a lot of the things that we'd be requiring People Services to do. So what I would suggest is maybe for, you know, that first year, you may want to look at renegotiating with whoever where they could walk him through, you know, a lot of them steps that first year to work him towards his, you know, license.
I know what
you mean. You know, so I think you could take a lot of the things out, like if the person you hire is comfortable, you know, well, we've got a motion anyway, I guess I can say Greg. But if he's comfortable with flushing hydrants, we can take that out.
Right.
If he's comfortable with, I think the sewer, we can save a lot of money. I have my license. Mm-hmm. Once I have a maintenance person and you free up more of my time that way, I have no problem working with Greg on what he has to do and help him with the reporting and taking on that type.
And does that count toward his year of apprenticeship or whatever you call
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he could work under me under that, so that could be a huge cost saving.
Well, yeah, and see, with People Services, you know, we were at their mercy. We had to go to them to get everything we could have done.
We're
up against the wall, yeah. And so now we get somebody in there that can do this stuff and flush the hydrants and stuff like that. You know, we can, after the first of the year when we renegotiate that contract, you know, I think we can probably save a few bucks there. But my fear is that we're going to, and I agree with you, Mayor, that you know, I think we're lowballing this thing, and I'd hate to take a chance on losing Greg. And I think your point's very, very valid that, you know, for $5.23 an hour or whatever, I'm not so sure that this is going to be that appealing to him. That's just my own gut feeling.
And if you got the prime candidate that had all the experience Schultz's got and the water and sewer, you wouldn't get him for $20.
No, that's either. Right.
There's no way.
No, you're getting it. It's, you have to, I mean, I understand where you're coming from there, Mr. Lund, but, you know, there is going to be a training period, obviously, with any kind of new employee, and where you're going to have to spend more money, and you're going to spend more money to get quality people. It's just the way it is, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, yeah, you can go hire a guy off the street for $12.50, but he's going to cost you more in the long run than you would paying somebody decent money that knows what they're doing.
$20 of work versus $20.
Well, spend the money, and then what's your five-year plan?
Right, yeah. Bye.
Well, I think maybe with the 18, I think the $18 come up because Cologne, the city of Cologne, has just hired an employee at $18 an hour, and I don't know if the city of Hamburg's any more money than Cologne does, but I mean that was just a start, you know.
Well, do we have any more money than Cologne has? Probably not. But
we might.
Can the city of Hamburg save more money on expenses than Cologne, maybe? I'd say yes.
And I agree with that. I think in the long run, we're going to save money with People Services because Greg is going to be able to do a lot more. He's got the initiative. He's been here. He knows some of the ins and outs of the city. He knows the people. I think I believe him when he says he wants to do things once only and do it right the first time.
Well, we've got the motion that we offered a job to him. What's next? We got to get him in to negotiate or give him a presentation. When do we do that?
If you want to do it tonight, I can call him to see if he'll come in.
Don't you have to give the offer in writing?
Yeah, I'm supposed to.
Right, you have to hand it to him, but well, you know, if you want to get going on this, you want somebody in installed before you go.
Does this have to be in writing?
That's the other thing, too, is if he says no, you know, then we're right back to where we started from.
And yeah, you're going to end negotiating.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I'm not at all comfortable with our second choice here tonight.
And I agree with that.
I guess I would be a lot more comfortable with him if he was he was more comfortable himself. He didn't seem like he would be more comfortable doing anything. He didn't really seem like he would be comfortable doing anything other than, say, water and sewer.
Water and sewer. That's
kind of all he talked about, and it's kind of...
That's great.
That's a great plus, but as Jeremy and you both pointed out, this job is quite diverse, and water and sewer is only a very small part of it. So, and I don't think he was actually confident in himself that he could actually do the rest of it.
So Jeremy, how long would it take you to write up the papers that we need to make it formal then?
2 minutes.
I move to recess the meeting then.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
I move to reconvene the meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reconvene the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we're to the point we narrowed it down. So far, you are the candidate. I'm supposed to read this?
You can just present it to Mr. Schultz. And then if he has any questions or concerns, we can address them.
Basically, you can read this over. This is the kind of the proposal, the offer of employment.
Yes.
Yeah, the offer.
Contingent.
And then you read it through, and then we've got time for discussion, and we go from there. If there's more questions or comments.
What you guys have set up as far as, like I said, like a PTO or sick leave or...
Right now, well, basically I'll explain. A motion was made and seconded. Offer you the job at $18 an hour. There would be a 6-month probationary period. And then you'd be subject to a review and a raise after that 6-month probationary period. And then also you'd be subject to any benefits as outlined and described in the handbook, which I'll go over with you. So basically, we haven't combined the PTO. Currently, health insurance right now, the city currently pays 100% coverage for families through an HSA account. So they pay the monthly premiums. And the deductible is $4,000, and then the city pays $3,500 of that deductible for the employees. Now, as whether council was going to pay that $3,500 or if that would be prorated, that would be based on council decision at this time. As far as sick, we get, there's also a clothing allowance of $250 a year. As far as holidays, New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve Day, and Christmas Day are all paid holidays. As far as vacation, 1 month through 60 months is 80 hours per year. 61 months through 121 months is 120 hours per year. 121 months through 180 months is 160 years. And once you've been in the job 240 months, you can get up to 200 hours per year. But I can print that out for you so you can see his outline. And then sick, you get 8 hours a month. And then basically for vacation leave, you can carry over an accrual of 256 hours, basically 32 days, before you would look at losing any hours. And then for sick, you can accrue up to 800 hours. And then as far as admission, currently what we have in the handbook is there's funeral leave also for paid up to 3 days of funeral leave too.
What happens, like, if you would go over 800 hours, does that go into like a catastrophic sick bank or something like that?
If you go over it, we have it broken down that you can turn that into vacation time then, and then you can exchange 8 hours of sick leave in exchange for 1 hour of vacation time. That's what we have set up right now.
So you don't lose it.
Yeah, you could, you know, like you start exceeding, but $800 is a lot.
Yeah, I know. we ran into that at the county. I mean, some of them guys have been there for 30-plus years, and basically after 800 hours, it went into what they call a catastrophic sick bank. Well, you would never get to that anyway because, you know, the county had like a short-term disability and a long-term disability. That would kick in before you even hit that anyway. So,
see, the reason why we accrue that is because the city does not offer short-term or long-term disability here or life insurance. It's basically what we more so focus on is health insurance.
No life insurance either here then?
No life, no dental.
Okay.
And do his benefits start in 90 days or 6 months?
Basically, you can accrue everything. Like insurance, that I have to work out with insurance company. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to wait 30 days or what for mm-hmm. policy to kick in or the beginning of the month, whichever kind of comes first. And sometimes you got to work on negotiating that. Every company's different, but as far as you would accrue, but you wouldn't be able to take any until after 6 months. That's how we have our policy written.
I got tickets bought for Hawaii in February.
So what happens if he gets sick during that first 6 months? Can he can't take any sick leave?
No, not the way we have it.
And he doesn't have any hospitalization for that 6 months?
Well, that could be over 30.
That could be 30 days, max.
Could be 30.
Most likely it would be till like November 1st or whatever, then they put him on the policy. So sometimes they have a waiting period.
Okay, so the...
But it's usually never no more than 30 days.
And it depends where the cutoff day is somehow,
yeah.
Too.
Because I know when I started at the casino, you had to be there 90 days before...
They'd even offer?
Before you were even eligible for it.
Well, we don't have that.
No.
He would still have coverage for the month of October through his current employer anyway.
Yeah, most likely. Mm-hmm. And then we could say effectively changing over November 1st to our policy.
February, you want to get in a big bird, you say?
Yeah, I already got, we got a house rented on the island of Kauai, and got tickets and stuff ready for that, so I know I wouldn't be able to get out of that.
I guess.
We were going to go for a week.
That would be something you just have to work around.
Yeah, it's something that,
just work around that. I mean, that's.
Yeah, like I said.
We can make it work.
That's one thing. I mean, like I said, it's ready. I already got that. The money's already sent and the plans are needed.
We're not going to make that. You got to stay home.
Everything else. Starting rate. Anyway, to bump that up a buck an hour. I've taken a pretty good cut. Like I said, I really feel as though I would have a lot to offer the city. I mean, there would be no worries as far as, I mean, I know that I would do a good job. It would be basically me and Jeremy as the full-time employees. I would kind of be the one-man band as far as maintenance. If it don't get done, I'm going to take all the blame. And, like I said, I know that I could make some nice changes around here. And I also know that, with my maintenance experience and even with my mechanical background and stuff, I know that I could, it's positive, I could save the city a lot of money in a year or two.
So you're requesting 19?
Yeah, I know me and my wife had talked it over, and I really can't go under $19 an hour. I don't think I will do
that. And I guess I'll get the handbook after 6 months is renewal.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll make a motion to raise the starting offer to 19.
I'll second it with the review after 6 months for an additional increase.
And then also incentives for achieving water and sewer licenses?
Right.
Motion made and seconded to increase the starting wage to $19 an hour along with the incentives when the water and sewer are achieved plus the review in 6 months.
Also subject to background reference checks and drug and alcohol tests.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I think just because he's got the deal in February, I would ask that you amend your motion to include that he has that time off in February included in your motion.
So amended.
Seconded.
Okay. Also with the addition of the time off in February. So all in favor of that?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So we changed our stance.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm sure you're not going to be disappointed.
Now, for drug and alcohol, the county probably has that.
I don't have a problem with that, yeah.
But we can't use, I already asked if we could.
Right, I know, but I mean, it's something that he's used to. He's had to do it before.
Yeah, I've had to do that my whole career. I don't have a problem with that. It's not an issue for me.
And here, I just wanted to know, we have in the handbook says, during the probationary period, employees, if eligible, will accrue sick leave and vacation leave during the first 6 months of probationary service. However, they will not be eligible to use their sick and vacation leave until they have successfully passed their probationary period. Time without pay is subject to council approval.
So you will accumulate
also,
it, but you just can't technically use it for the first 6 months.
But does that mean in February then he has to take a week off without pay?
I guess that can probably be negotiated too with council.
Well, that's what my understanding was with the addendum to the motion was.
Yeah.
That it would be what?
That it would be taken, that you would get paid for that.
Would be taken.
Okay. So he'd be paid for his.
Well, whatever he's earned, I guess.
Yes.
We should stay up to that time.
Yep.
All right, well, I will then amend the letter, get all the necessary paperwork out to you for signing for the background reference checks and all that. I'll make sure I get that in the mail and out to you ASAP tomorrow. And then I guess the other thing would just be to kind of try to settle on a start date.
Do you want to go for November 1st? I guess it don't matter to me. Or do you want early? I would like to give a 2-week notice and my president to lawyer.
So. Which is fair.
Yeah,
that's just common courtesy.
I just
to give you a heads up, here's the dilemma we have that we've been faced with. I'm going to be on vacation October 23rd till November 8th. So really, I won't be back in office till November 12th because then Veterans Day. So I guess I would be comfortable if counsel is, if he wants to start, you know, at a later time if you want to negotiate that. But what I would like is a couple days, maybe before I leave, that at least to have some time. So if we could start maybe the 21st at least, if you'd be comfortable with that.
I guess it doesn't matter to me. I guess that as long
you know what I mean? Then that gives me a couple days. I can meet with Greg and run through the basics at least.
But if he were to give his 2-week notice at the county this Friday, that would be the 4th, and then he would start here on the 18th, conceivably. How would that work?
Yeah, like I said, it don't matter to me. As long as I give a 2-week notice.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go home tonight and write a letter and bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you got until Friday, and then you give him their 2 weeks' notice. Then you start here on the 18th, and so you get a week with Jeremy, you know, so you kind of get to know the ropes and whatnot. That
3 days.
Yeah.
It'll give you a little time with the people services and Jeremy to do what you got to do.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Because currently now we contract out with people services for the water and sewer. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Be good to get to know the guy or
he's coming. Maybe
get him a phone number.
Well, while they're here and they're doing the things, I think it'd be beneficial if you just kind of take along.
Yeah, that's what I said. I kind of like a shadow them and see how they're doing and stuff like that. So.
What day did you say you're leaving, Jeremy? The 23rd?
Yes. It's a Wednesday.
Would starting Monday the 21st work for you, Greg?
Monday the 24th?
Monday the 21st?
21st. Yeah, that would be fine.
Maybe we've got a couple of days.
It gives me a couple of days.
Yep.
There was some keys.
We can go through a lot of things in a couple of days. So at least
that would work for me.
That way you're not getting thrown in blind.
Yeah, that's fine. That would be, that way if anybody, you know, like you said, you don't get thrown in blind or somebody comes and asks a question or something, or do you got the key? I don't know. I got this handful of keys. I don't know what they're
doing.
I'm
new here.
You know? Like everything, it'll take time to get used to. So.
There's 50 door locks in this town and there's 51 keys.
Well, the main thing is get you acquainted with council phone numbers since I'm going to be gone.
If you got something to call me,
he just has to walk across the street.
Say, make sure you put Lundy's at the top.
In agreement with that, I will draft that up, get the paperwork up to you, Mr. Schultz, and I guess
welcome aboard.
Welcome to the city manager.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, I look forward to it.
And it'll be good.
We'll do you well.
It'll be a good, it'll be a good change for me too. I like different things, and I take pride in the city and, you know, how it looks and stuff like that too. I mean, it's
maybe your stress level won't go down right away.
Well, like I said, I mean, the job I got there, it's pretty demanding. It really is. I mean, like I said, we got 5 mechanics and 300 cars, and I take care of the whole parts room and all the restocking of everything, and that's a.
So then you're good at organizing.
That's a big job.
So you'll be able to organize the city shop.
That's
going to
be your
priority.
I haven't been down there for a long time.
It's going to
be
a
minimum.
It's true to
I'm thinking you probably shouldn't scare him right off the bat here.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Probably a week or so there.
Yeah. So like I said, I like doing different things. I like working outside, and like I said, I also take pride in what I do, because, you know, it's kind of going to be the one-man band. If you don't do a good job, everybody's going to be down on you, you know, so.
You know, and there's still going to be...
Well, you'll never make everybody happy either, and I've learned that working in the public for all these years. You can't make everybody happy.
You're making everybody happy, you're not doing your job.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. So.
That's good, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank
you. Look forward to it.
Thank you. All right. I will let you guys be. Do you want this then?
Yeah, we can just rip that up. We probably don't keep that one.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll put that.
Opposed?
Carried. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.